So on the final day of the 8-bit Symphony Pro Kickstarter, at 83% funded, with little under 5 hours left on the clock, I posted a message on Twitter saying, if the 8-bit Symphony Pro Kickstarter funds, I solemnly swear to create at least 2 episodes of the C64 Takeaway before 2019 comes to an end. Think of it as crowdfunding the podcast, with all the proceeds going to professional symphonic recordings. And it did fund, in part thanks to an anonymous £5,000 pledge that took the progress bar a considerable way to the goal. And when that happened, something also happened in the community, because the bus started again. And the incoming pledges picked up speed, and the whole thing closed at 103%. So whether or not you are one of the people who helped fund this because of my tweet, thank you for being a part of this awesome community. And now, on with the show.
Sid, the final frontier. These are the remixes of the Commodore 64 community. Our continuing mission, to play Commodore 64 remixes as loud as we can.
Hey, it's the C64 Takeaway, episode 54, Commodore 64 remixes and original Sid sounds to go. I'm your host, Jan Lund Thomsen, spreading the Commodore love from Copenhagen, Denmark. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is a music podcast featuring tunes from or inspired by the Commodore 64 home computer. Opening up today's show, Buzzer Complications, the More Cowbell Mix, one of the roughly 4,000 remixes freely available from remix.qued.org. Coming up later today, some of the stuff that's been happening between May 14th 2018, when the last episode aired, and today. Not to mention a bunch of new and old music, both original C64 SID sounds and modern day reinterpretations. But first, a brief intermission. Sound Wavers, Let's Storm, Where to Short Edit. Now, before we get on with the music news and the rest of the show, I need to bore you with a bit of technical housekeeping. First up, prior to publishing episode 53, I made a series of updates to the website. It's way more mobile friendly than ever, and you can listen to the show straight from the website, media player, and everything's just better. Also, the new download tracking system tells me that so far there's been more than 1,500 unique downloads of episode 53. So once again, that confirms that this podcast has the most loyal audience out there. Thank you for being you. Also, as I mentioned on the last episode, if you subscribe to this podcast before April 14th, 2018, you need to delete the old subscription and go resubscribe, either by searching for the show in your favorite podcast app or by using one of the links found on c64takeaway.com. Last but certainly not least, credit where credit is due. Upon re-listening to episode 53, I noticed that past me forgot to mention the awesome new album artwork done by Steve Green, aka Ultra Steve. So current me, who will be past me by the time current you is listening to this, thank you, Steve. I love the new artwork. And if anyone out there has any needs for any type of graphic design, you should totally hire Steve. He even has a great taste in coffee. There'll be a link to his website in the show notes. Now, before we get into the music news, a word from the company that I would totally like to have as a sponsor if they would still be around, which they sadly aren't. Anyway, sing along if you know the words.
I adore my 64, my Commodore 64. Cook with it, scheme with it, educate the team with it, my Commodore 64. I pitch with it, catch with it, count my chicks before the hatch with it, my Commodore 64. I adore my 64, my Commodore 64.
Music news. Top story is, of course, the 8-bit symphony that totally happened on July 15th, 2019 in Hull in the UK, and it was glorious, both because it showed the world, including the BBC, that symphonic renditions of Commodore 64 tunes is totally a valid art form. On the personal level, it was a chance to me to take some time off to meet new and old friends. And on that note, I'd like to extend a special shout out to the aforementioned Steve Green, to Ian Flory, and to Thomas Finorp. You guys are as awesome in real life as you have been and continue to be on Slack. Now, for those of you who missed out on the concert, or maybe you just want to listen to it again, you can get the digital downloads for 8-Bit Symphony Volume 1 from c64audio.com. With the physical version coming later on. Second top story is the 8-Bit Symphony Pro Kickstarter funded. That was the one I mentioned at the start of today's show. Hot on the heels of the regular 8-Bit Symphony. Now, pay attention. The 8-Bit Symphony, the concert, wasn't recorded. Not because of technology, but because of expensive. 8-Bit Symphony Pro is the Kickstarter that collected the funds to send Rob Hubbard off to Prague in the Czech Republic to have the fully professional symphonic orchestra there record all the tracks from 8-Bit Symphony as a double album, including those tracks that were cut from the live gig since the venue was only available for so long. And you can still pre-order that. That is also at c64audio.com. So a few weeks after episode 53 aired, something else happened. Henrik Andersson, the man behind the absolutely brilliant podcast Camouflage, decided to switch from his native Swedish and reinvent his podcast as Camouflage English Edition. And for a while, I didn't feel bad about rarely recording new episodes of this podcast, because all of a sudden, it wasn't just me providing you with a way to listen to these tunes. Then approximately 1 year later, after 10 episodes, Henrik announced the last ever episode, probably. Good luck with your future endeavors, Henrik, and thanks for all the tunes. And that's it for the housekeeping and the news. Now let's dive into the main part of this show, the music. Now sit back, listen quietly, or there will be trouble. We'll be right back. Well, that certainly got the ball rolling. First up in that set from 1992, Jeroen Tel's music from the Commodore 64 game RoboCop 3. After that, Delta by Munovi. And rounding off the set, L-Man Dervish D, Jewel Sid from the Project Sidology Volume 5 album. As the name implies, L-Man uses two Sids to pull off that one. And the result is absolutely brilliant. Now, if you owned a Commodore 64 and a tape deck back in the day, you've waited for games to load, and if those games were published by Imagine or Ocean Software, the tune was most likely done by Martin Galway. So imagine you took the loading music from Rambo First Blood Part 2, the Ocean Loader 2 tune, and a bit of the Comic Bakery tune, and you had a symphonic orchestra play it. That's what Chris Abbott and the 8-Bit Symphony team imagined, and here's the result. Cannot tell a lie, that wasn't actually a symphonic orchestra playing the Imagine Ocean medley. That was a render from the 8-Bit Symphony Volume 1. Now, of course, if you were at the 8-bit symphony concert in Hull, you would have heard a real symphonic orchestra play it. I had the pleasure of being in Hull for that concert, along with about 800 others, and it was spine-tingling good. Now, if you could do that much with just a software render, imagine what you could do with a real professional symphonic orchestra. And that, my friend, is why it is awesome that Rob Hubbard is going to Prague in the Czech Republic to record, for your pleasure and mine, the full 8-bit symphony set with a full professional symphonic orchestra. And because Rob doesn't want to stop there, he has taken his 1986 tune, Spellbound, and reorchestrated that. And here's a software render preview of what that will sound like.
Thank you.
pretty darn impressive. Now, if you haven't backed the 8-Bit Symphony Pro Kickstarter yet, you can still head over to the website and do a late backing. There will, of course, be a link in the show notes. Now, to relax your ears a bit after that symphonic onslaught, Caveman UK is coming up with Commando Dance, and after that, a track by Enjoy of the Sound Wavers, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce the title. It's spelled Z-I-M-X-U-S-A-F. But first, a track that I can actually pronounce the title of. Here's Commando Dance. We'll be right back. And so we have come to the end of this 54th episode of the C64 Takeaway. And with that, I will have made good on 50% of my promise to release two new episodes before 2019 comes to an end. And we're still only in September. Amazing. But before we part ways, after the customary practical information, I need to take this opportunity to thank you, you listening to this. Whether you are new to this podcast or if you've been a constant companion since the first episode aired way back on June 16th, 2005, thank you. May your love of the C64 chiptunes and remixes be with you always. For notes and links to everything featured on this episode, point your browser of choice to c64takeaway.com/54. Also, please do get in touch either by leaving your comments on the website, on Twitter, where the username is at c64takeaway, or as always, using old-fashioned email to c64takeaway@gmail.com. And if you're able to spare a few minutes to drop a review on iTunes, that will really help other people discover this podcast. I'm going to leave you with Johan Andersson, Whistball High Score, featuring Rosa Rayo. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, 693, take five. It's rolling.